To ask about the meaning of life is about as philosophically interesting as asking about the meaning of wood or the meaning of grass. There is no meaning. Life is, as science has proven in the last 2 years, a genetic system, an arrangement of molecular structure. There is no solidity, only a perception of solidity. There is no substance, only the perception of substance, and there is no space, only the perception of space. This is a freeing thing in many ways, Danny. It means I can be anywhere, at any time, I can do anything. I just need to really try.
My name is Rory Hearn and I'm the director of Motortown. Motortown is about Danny, who is an Iraqi war veteran who comes back from serving time in Basra to find that his hometown of Dagenham in Essex is kind of deteriorated and different to how he left it. And it's about the people he meets, whether he knows them or whether he doesn't, and the kind of the relationships between them and his struggle at kind of getting back into everyday life. And on the whole, it's about a play about humanity and about how Danny is an everyman, and he's kind of faced with problems that we can hopefully all relate to about family, friends, relationships all changing and all developing, and yeah, it's how he copes with that.
I've not been up the chase since I've got back.
I've not been for years, mate.
It's changed, hasn't it? The old town.
I can never really tell anymore.
Oh, it has. It's got worse, I think.
The factory's almost completely closed up now.
I heard. I went down to get the train up here.
The whole of Chequers is all completely burned out. All of it. A whole street.
Yeah.
There's a whole new array of drugs you can get down there. Drugs I've never even heard of before. It is like a supermarket, but for drugs.
Well, I'm Katie Harrison, and I'm the producer for Motortown.
I'm Dan Sparrow, and I'm one of two set designers for Motortown. Well, we started by looking in depth into Simon Stevens' plays, especially into themes that repeat in his plays, like violence, suffering, the will to escape. The will to escape is something we've looked at quite a lot with Motortown, because Danny is a returning soldier from Basra with possible PTSD and obviously some mental problems, and he obviously is trying to get away from that and get himself a normal life. We've used fences to cage the audience and the actors in the space, but especially the character of Danny. And we've also looked at some of the context behind where the play is set. For example, it's called Motortown because it's set in Dagenham. Dagenham is where the old Ford factory used to be, and we've tried to recreate some of that by using car parts, creating a road in the middle of the space, creating a very industrial feel with the black box where we're performing it lends itself to this industrial feel.
The play was written by Simon Stevens over 4 days, following the euphoria of the Olympic bid that London won, going into the tragedies of 7/7. So the play is kind of like, it does, you can feel the kind of the rise and the fall of like the emotions within the play. It is, as to, you know, to a certain degree, naturalism, but our production doesn't necessarily follow that. But the play writing style is, you know, it's conversationary, it's between like a brother and ex-girlfriend, a friend, like there are situations that you can imagine, but just kind of written better than you could speak it.
I wish you'd come to the party now. Lee came. He was an embarrassment, with his big old glasses on, looking like a freak.
How long are you going to stay with him?
Not long.
Where are you going to move to?
I have no idea.
Don't they sort you out somewhere?
No, I paid myself out.
So they just leave you?
They do, yeah.
To fend for yourself?
Yeah.
Well, you should be good at that, shouldn't you? You're trained for that, aren't you, Danny? You could go to the marshes, dig a hole.
I could, yeah.
You'd love that, you, I bet.
I can lie awake at night and imagine what it's like to kiss your face.
Don't.
You can too, I bet.
This is ridiculous. You couldn't even get it up half the time. Could you, though? When you think about it, came in about 2 seconds when you did.
Want to make him confused, feel his isolation, feel the desolation, and make it very barren and dirty. And we want to make the audience feel that they've come back to a place that if they came back from a war or a traumatic experience, this isn't what they want to come back to, and it's not where they'd feel at home and comfortable. And that's basically the whole point behind it.
People should come to Motortown because it is acted beautifully, the set is extremely impressive, the writing originally it's an amazing play. It follows like Danny's humanity. It's a kind of a relatable situation. It's fast, it's intense, it's gripping. There's the love comedy, All of it. All of the good stuff.
Why not? No, because Motortown is set in the new black box at TFTV. We're using it like no one's ever used it before. So it will be something they're never going to see again. The play itself is gripping. It's a drama. It's funny. It's tense. It's emotionally rewarding.
We could get a car. Get a nice one. CD player, seatbelts, airbags, all that. A really silent one. Get a couple of kids. Drive them to school. Nip off to work in your suit. See you later, Danny. See you later, Lee. Have a good day, boys. Do all that.
Danny.
Are you cold?
What are you doing here?
Oh, I've got something for you.
You can't come round here anymore.
And you can make us all a cup of tea in the morning. You'd be in for Danny and Lee when they get home from school. I'd be at work, but get home later and watch the news.
This is stupid.
Do you remember my flat?
Motortown is on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday evenings at 7:30 of week 9.
You can buy tickets online at store.york.ac.uk by searching for Motortown or Punk Rock. We also have an event on Facebook. There's a page where you can like it and the links are all on there. And the tickets for students are £5. But if you buy two tickets to see Punk Rock and Motortown, you buy one and get one half price. That's £7.50 to come and see two shows in the black box.
Don't blame the war. The war was alright. I miss it. It's just you come back to this.